In this bulletin, Israel Folau's fundraising page shut down for violating the website's terms of service. 8 children, including 6 taken by their Australian parents to join IS, evacuated from a Syrian refugee camp. And Ashley Barty seizes the world number one tennis ranking. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Israel Folau's online campaign to raise money for his legal fight against Rugby Australia has been shut down. GoFundMe Australia has taken down the page, which had raised more than $750,000 of a $3 million target, and will issue refunds to all of the donors. The company says it removed the page as it violated its terms of service. The Australian government has evacuated 8 children of 2 dead IS fighters from a Syrian refugee camp. They include the offspring of Khaled Sharouf. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has told Sky News the decision was taken in the best interests of the children.
And these are Australian children who had their childhoods ripped away from them by their parents. And these are Australian children who will now, thankfully, get a second chance at having a life in Australia, despite the appalling behaviour of their parents in taking them into a war zone. And we will work hard, carefully as we have in terms of around the extraction, to make sure that those children and Australia have the best chance of success.
The Australian Director of Human Rights Watch, Elaine Pearson, has told Sky News that children will need a lot of support when they arrive back in Australia.
This should be the start, not the end, of a process of repatriating all of those children and women. For women who remain in those camps, it's not safe. But in any case, you know, absent any criminal wrongdoing, they need to also be provided rehabilitative support, and they should be released. They're being held without charge at the moment.
The candidate backed by Turkey's ruling party has conceded defeat in Istanbul's repeated mayoral election. Former Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim congratulated opposition candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu on his win while votes were still being counted. Unofficial results show Mr. İmamoğlu won a clear majority of the vote, meaning Turkey's largest city won't be governed by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party or its predecessor for the first time in 25 years. Mr. İmamoğlu narrowly won a previous mayoral election on March the 31st, but Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party challenged the result, alleging irregularities. He says the result shows voters have protected the reputation of Turkish democracy.
Bu bir zafer değildir, yeni bir başlangıçtır. Yarın birbirimizin...
This is not a victory. This is a new beginning. I would like to say from here that as of tomorrow, I will treat 16 million people equally as mayor.
In tennis, Ashley Barty has become the world number one after claiming her 3rd title of the season, winning the Birmingham Classic. The 23-year-old is the first Australian woman to hold the number one ranking since her mentor, Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, did back in 1976. Despite her success, she says she can't consider herself anywhere near Goolagong-Cawley's status.
To be even mentioned in the same sentence is incredible. As Yvonne, she's an amazing human being and has set the tone for so many Australians and so many Indigenous Australians around our country and around the world. She's just an amazing person, and what she has done in her career was incredible, and what she continues to do off the court for us as a sport is amazing. But to have her as a friend is amazing.
Barty will head into Wimbledon next month as the top-seeded player, having won her last 12 matches consecutively. In golf, Australian Hannah Green has won the Women's LPGA Championship in the United States. Green shot a 72 for a 9-under total of 207 to win by one shot from defending champion Sun Hyun Park of South Korea. It's the 22-year-old's first victory on the LPGA Tour, and she becomes the first Australian woman to win a major since Carrie Webb in 2006. Green was very emotional after the win.
I've always wanted to win in front of an Aussie crowd, but I felt like even though I'm not in Australia, that was what it was like today. And even just to be winning a major as my first event, I'm just over the moon.
Well, now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 20. Adelaide, becoming cloudy, 13. Melbourne sunny and 15, Hobart 12 degrees and sunny, Canberra partly cloudy 13, Wollongong showers easing 16, Sydney much the same and 18, Newcastle showers 18 degrees, Brisbane a shower or two and 20, Cairns sunny and 26, and Darwin a sunny day and a top of 29 degrees. I'm Greg Diet and this is SBS News.